The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him, and who will tell of his prosperity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this, about himself or someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down to the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus, and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls. He has not let our feet slip. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Blessed be God, who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see what living by the Holy Spirit can do. It can bring salvation to other people. Here is Philip and the Spirit, or at first it says the angel, but it's still the messenger of God. But then it says the Spirit said, "Go up to that chariot." And so he did. And so often we sit there and we go ahead and do what we want to do. But if we're really open to the Holy Spirit and we have this daily surrender, as I've talked about forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, that we all have a daily prayer of surrender to the Holy Spirit every day, every morning, so that then we can listen to God. And then he'll tell us what to do. He will if you listen to him. And when he tells you what to do, it'll help to bring salvation to others. And then as Jesus talks about in the gospel, this salvation is eternal life. We get to be the instruments of eternal life to others. That's why it drives me crazy when people never tell anybody about Jesus. Really? So you want everyone to die? forever and ever because you were so concerned about, I have to stay with me and Jesus, doesn't matter. The Spirit leads us out of ourselves to bring others to Jesus Christ. Why? So that they can live forever. So today, let's make sure we're all surrendering to the Holy Spirit and we're listening to Him so He can use us to bring eternal life to others. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.